You're listening to Channel U.
Southwest, you're listening to Jerry Wills, Horizon to Horizon on Channel U, Internet Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jerry Wills, and I want to thank everyone associated with Network for having me on this program. Apparently, it's going to be something that I'm going to be doing for a while, hopefully. But enough of that. You know, it's been quite a hot summer here in Phoenix. It's been so hot you could fry an egg on the sidewalk. Literally, there's been probably 15, 20 people here in this part of the country that have ended up dying as a result of the heat. The summers in the Southwest are not like the summers anywhere else that I've ever been. You can certainly feel the pain from all the heat when you go out into the dead of day. Sidewalks are absolutely shimmering with heat, and you get into your car and it's like you've jumped into an oven. Steering wheels are way too hot for you to hold, so most people get something to put over them. Anyway, enough of that. I'm sure you're not that curious about what goes on in Phoenix, Arizona, but that's where I'm broadcasting to you from currently. During the progression of my broadcasts to you, what you're going to find is that I'll be broadcasting from a variety of places all over the world. I think you'll find this interesting. Most notably, we're going to be going back and forth between here in Arizona and points south. And what that means is anywhere from Mexico to the jungles of South America. My wife, Kathy, and I frequently go down to South America. We'll be leaving again shortly after you hear this broadcast. We're leaving, I think, the first week of September for about 6 weeks. What we do down there, of course, we do have trips that we take where people come with us, tours, if you will, but not your typical kind of tour. Instead, this is the kind of tour that is spiritually based and experience-oriented. We meet with shamans, we go to special sacred sites, not just Machu Picchu and the sacred sites around Cusco, but we go to places that we know about as well. We lived down there for, about a year or so, and we had the opportunity to meet with a lot of people and to become familiar with quite a few areas. So that's the kind of trips that we offer when we go down to Peru. Also, you might find this interesting, Thomas Morton of Sacred Trips, sacredtrips.com, and we have joined together to form a conglomerate, if you will, a travel company offering this kind of journey. So be watching the website, jerrywills.com, click on Expeditions, and you'll be able to catch up with what we're doing in specifics. The other things that we do when we go to South America, one of them is to meet with shaman and local healers. We're curious about the plant medicines that they use to, well, in some cases, to cure people, and in other cases, to treat different illnesses. These folks have no medical background, and the information they have is passed down generation to generation. So the information that we've been privileged to get is something that's very, very old. In some cases, no one knows how old it is. So we go down looking for new plants and new ways of using plants. We believe, Kathy and I believe, that if God made it, it probably was pretty good. And We've seen evidence that if there's a problem nearby, there's a plant that is a solution, even for snake bite. Some of the shaman we've talked to have told us that if you get bit by one of these terrible venomous snakes that are in the jungle, and believe me, it's not like they're crawling under every leaf, so don't be thinking in terms of that. But if you were to get bit by one, there's a plant somewhere nearby that will be the remedy for this snake bite. And they use it, and they've shown us. One of the things that people are really curious about are the insects, the mosquitoes particularly. And there is a plant, anywhere that there are mosquitoes or biting flies, that you can pull the leaves off, rub the leaves on you, and you don't get bit. So in the course of these programs, we're going to be broadcasting from very remote locations, in the jungle, in the Andes Mountains, who knows. The other reason that Kathy and I go down to South America is to look for lost cities. And working in that area looking for lost cities is absolutely working, I can tell you. We go into places that most people never go to. Some places we've gone into no white person has ever been to, or black person for that matter, anyone except for the locals. And in some instances, if anyone did go in there, they never came out alive. And there are a variety of reasons for this. One of them, of course, is because of the Shining Path. The other is because, and usually because, of narco traffickers. They don't want you walking into their marijuana plantations or poppy plantations or whatever they may be growing back there. And it isn't so much the growing, but it's the processing. And, of course, the third reason is because there are still indigenous people who live in these areas, and these folks do not want anyone from the outside coming in, either because of past experiences. Maybe they had a bad experience with someone coming in and they all got really sick because they're very isolated. Or maybe it's because of treasure hunters who went in and, well, did what treasure hunters sometimes do. Kill them, threaten them, enslave them. So they don't want anyone to come in there. They have their customs, their way of life, and they want to be left the hell alone. It's a dangerous business going into these regions, even if you're going into a friendly area, because the terrain is absolutely treacherous. I mean, where people don't normally go, there's a reason. And not just because of the human potential or the animal potential, but because the terrain is just so phenomenal that getting through it is, well, it's an act of God. It just getting through some of these places, I'm just surprised we ever made it. And I'll be telling you stories and giving you descriptions of some of these perhaps later in the program. But first, I want to introduce you to who I am and what I do beyond these things so that you'll have a pretty clear idea. If you haven't already gone, then I suggest that you go to jerrywills.com. That's JerryWills.com. There you'll find information about who I am and what I do. Now, technically, I'm referred to as a medical intuitive. What does that mean? I'm sure you're asking yourself. Well, I ask myself the same thing when someone gave me that title, but it was probably the best thing that you come up with. Besides saying I was a lunatic. A medical intuitive is someone who has a unique ability to somehow pull from another person who has an infirmary, and in pulling information from that person, they can determine what really is wrong with them when modern medical science cannot. In my case, it goes a little bit beyond this. It's a little bit more profound. I can pull the information from another person at a distance. And I think there are probably psychics and other seers out there who are capable of doing this. But the other aspect of this is if I put my hands on a person, or if I project to that person, I can see them inside. They become somewhat transparent to me. And if I am told that I have a pain here, or I've got, you know, this going on, I can look inside, see what's going on, and I can tell them. And it's been So far, 100% of the time. I don't know how long that'll last, but so far it's been pretty good odds. But I can tell that person not only what is going on, but why it happened. If there is indeed a reason why it happened. Now bear in mind, sometimes things happen to people because it's in their path, it's part of God's plan, it's part of their plan. I don't know whose plan it is, but it's not something that I can affect. I can only tell them, look, I see this, and I can't do anything to help you. That doesn't happen that often, but I would guess 15-20% of the time. The other thing that occurs when I look inside, as a medical intuitive, is that I, once seeing the problem, have developed, very early on actually, a skill where I can go in using energy, if you will, to re-manifest tissue, to repair tissue, to effectively change what's going on in that problem area. And this has been medically documented. There are several doctors that know me who have worked with me. Most of them have been pretty surprised, because it's not something that you would hear about in medical school or be trained in. But these problems, nonetheless, evaporate. And don't take my word for it. If you go to the website, you can watch three clips. Maybe it's four, I don't remember now. But there are three or four clips up there that Fox TV has had on their programming. They're short, they're 2 minutes to 5 minutes in length. It's not going to take you forever to watch it. But you'll be able to see the reports that Fox TV has provided about me. And these have circulated all over the country, so chances may be that you have seen this on TV, and as a result, you already know what I'm talking about. If not, well, you may see it on TV sometime soon. There are a couple of people writing books about me. One is the news director for Fox TV, or Fox News, I should say. And the other is a gal who's writing a book for Oprah Winfrey that apparently I'm featured in. As this becomes available and I know more about it, of course, I'll tell you about it here. Now, the thing that I guess is probably on most people's mind about all of this is, how does it work? What's the deal? And honestly, I can't tell you how it works. I don't know what the deal is. All I know is that it happens. This is the presence of God. This is the presence of creation. And for some reason, I can do this very well. So I'm sure I'll mention this later in the program, but in the event that it slips my mind, write down the web address or write down my email address. It's j@jerrywills.com. If you have questions or comments, feedback, maybe you've got something wrong and you'd like some advice, I'll be addressing the letters and messages and emails and so forth that I get on this program every week. So if you have a problem, then write me, let me know, and maybe I'll be able to help you. And by relating your problem on air, I may be able to help quite a few others as well. This isn't magic, and it isn't mind over matter, and it isn't the power of suggestion. There, as I said, are medically documented cases where these problems just absolutely evaporated. They just weren't there. There was no evidence they ever were there. So I suggest you go watch the videos on jerrywills.com, go to the testimonials page, and you'll be able to click that and watch it. It's in real player format. I suggest you have a high bandwidth connection, because I like to put things up on the internet where they're actually watchable. Alright, let's see where we're at here. Bear in mind, this is a recorded program, it's not live, so if you're trying to call in right now, you're not getting anything but phone ringing in your ear. Okay, well, I've already told you what the show is about. It's the show is going to be about a variety of things. I'm going to cover some things like health, but not just health like from a medical standpoint of view. What I'm talking about here is, let's say, for example, that you're curious why it is that you're not losing any weight drinking diet sodas, or why do you get headaches when you eat Chinese food, or why do you feel achy and nervous? You know, what is going on when you find yourself with arthritis or some other malady? Oops, I used a word that's protected. I better jump in at this point and tell you. If I say a word that's protected, I may get in trouble, so I have to be careful on what I say. This is not a free country. It is not a free country. The American Medical Association has rights to certain words, and because they have rights to those words, if someone else uses it and you're not a member of that elite little club, then you get in trouble. So I didn't say arthritis, I actually said arthritis. That's my word for it, and you'll be hearing me use my own words for several of these things, like terrible palsy and so forth. I'm sure we'll come up with a few more ingenious words. If you have something you think might be suitable, then of course write and let me know, jerrywills.com. The other is that I want to impress upon you that human potential is infinite. Not because I say so, but because it is. The act of trying to do something to improve yourself, whether it's mentally, physically, or spiritually, is just increasing your potential. And the limits to which you can go with that, well, body, I'm sure there's got to be some limit, but I keep seeing that there are records broken all the time, so maybe there isn't. But emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, no. There isn't any limit. Limits are only in your mind. It's how you can imagine yourself to be that you shall become. It says so in the Bible. What a man believes, so shall he become. And I believe that. I think that we can become as great as we allow ourselves to believe that we can become. So in the process of these shows, I want to try and impress that upon you. Maybe I won't make a firm statement about it or drag it out into the light, but I want you to remember this as an underlying truth. Human potential is infinite. So when I say that, you'll know what I'm talking about. You are infinite beings. The other aspects of this show are going to involve reports about lost cities, reports about places that Kathy and I have gone to looking for ancient artifacts and clues of another world. And what I'm talking about here with another world is something that we are making a TV show about. It's a made-for-internet TV show that's going to be released hopefully within the next 6 months. We're putting it together now. It's quite a process, really. The TV program, maybe TV isn't the right word. Let's just call it the program for right now. The program is called The Third World. And what we're referring to by saying The Third World is taken from Hopi mythology. According to the Hopis, ever so often, something comes along, hammers the world, and it's the end of that world. And then there's a period of time where it's quiet, and then the next world is born. According to them, we are in the fourth world. Well, what happened to the third world? And if there was a third world, why isn't there any evidence of it? Well, actually, there is evidence of it. It's just that there are some very strange things that go on when you start getting evidence that refers to the third world. There are organizations that swoop down, collect it, take off with it, and the person who found it is threatened and told to keep the hell quiet. We know this firsthand because we also have another website called expeditionsmagazine.com. It's spelled with an X, Expeditions magazine.com. And we've been actively looking for evidence of the third world for quite a few years. One of the things that some of you may have heard about was something called Kincaid's Cave. which is in the Grand Canyon, referred to back in 1906 as an Egyptian city buried underground, found by Mr. Kincaid. Well, then the story vanished, and everyone thought it was a hoax. It wasn't a hoax. We found it. I won't tell you where it's at. It's too darn dangerous. But it does exist, and I can tell you that there were several efforts made to keep us quiet about it. And the truth is, once you find something like this, what are you going to do with it? So, we just leave it be. In this country, it's a bit too dangerous to go public about some things. However, in South America, it's a different story. And the things we found down there, now you're dealing with a different group of people. They're called archaeologists. They're academics. And they've been trained exactly on how the world is supposed to be presented to us and what to believe about how the world has evolved. And they present quite a case for it. And when something pops up that does not fall within their standing or their schooling, then this information is they approach it with a great deal of skepticism. They are way skeptical that anything could exist. Like dinosaurs in recent times being within the past 15,000 years. Cities that were inhabited by Vikings in the Andes. Pottery shards with Buddha at Lake of the Condors. Egyptian mummies at Lake of the Condors. Giants. 15, 20-foot tall giants who didn't just leave behind their bones, but they left behind artifacts and a well that no human could have dug. No, it has to be some other explanation that works for this. It couldn't be possibly that there were giants. Big, tall, ugly, human-eating giants. But you don't find those just in South America either. You find those in North America as well, and Central America. They were all over the place. Anyway, we go looking for these things, and we try to bring those pieces of information forward. And in this TV show, The Third World, we're going to video document these things. Sounds pretty exciting, doesn't it? I know we're excited about it. We're excited to do it. And we've already gotten started. And most recently, we have found a large stone head near a waterfall that has a helmet on it. And if you watch Alexander the Great, the movie, and take a look at the helmets they're wearing, the Macedonians, that's the kind of helmet that you'll see on this big stone head deep in the eastern slope of the Andes Mountains.
Are you interested in forbidden archaeology? If so, after this program, visit Expeditions Magazine, where new light is shed on the forgotten past.
Are you seeking a secure method of emailing your friends and family without worrying as to whether your private mail is being searched by unauthorized software? Do you find programs like Carnivore and Echelon to be intrusive on your rights to communicate your private thoughts and ideas to whomever you want to read them? Ed4 is the answer to your desires. It can be used on any Shockwave-enabled browser, and it's free. www.umedia.com/E4.html
You're listening to Channel U.
Hello, everyone. We're back. I want to thank you for listening. It's nice knowing that you're out there and curious about what's going on the internet radio station of your choice. Before we broke for commercials, I was referring to a large stone head that Kathy and I located deep in the Andes Mountains. The eastern slope of the Andes is where the jungle meets the mountains, and it's kind of like broken shards of glass covered in large green trees and all kinds of foliage. getting through it is quite an ordeal. That's the kind of thing that we like going after, though. We know where there are at least five more lost cities that no one has been to, and we're hoping that we're going to have some information on the third world that you'll find very interesting, not just entertaining, but something that will bring a new sense of adventure to your life as you join us while we're searching for these ancient places. And we're not going to settle for just South America. We're going to be going to Central America, Russia, Europe, all over the place as time goes by. All right. The next thing that I want to do is kind of change gears here from lost cities and go into some food additives. I don't know how much you guys know about food additives. I'm sure you know something. Most people know a little, and some people know a lot. But I want to bring it to your attention that there are some things that I see when I work with people that are directly associated to the food additives that they have that they put into their body. And some of the illnesses that I've seen, I would dare say most of the illnesses that I've seen, are the result of the things they've put into their body, and unwittingly. One of the problems that I saw about 8-9 months ago was a gal about 23 years old. She was terribly overweight. Her joints were hurting. She had trouble walking. She was in a lot of pain. And, you know, you've seen people that are miserable, and this was a gal who was miserable. Now, she came to see me. She wanted help. Can you fire that magic bullet in my direction? She didn't say that, but I know that was the underlying reality. And I said, you know something, I want to find out why this has happened to you. You're 23 years old. You're way too young to be having this kind of crippling arthritis symptoms. This joint inflammation, this tissue inflammation. She couldn't think straight. She just felt like she was in a daze. And I said, what do you use as weight control? What mechanism? Is there something that is your preference? And she said, well, I've tried Slim Fast. I've tried diet pills. I've tried the Atkins diet. And I've tried the South Beach diet. And she named off a whole bunch of different diets she tried. So I said, all right, have a seat. Let me take a look inside. I put my hands, one on her stomach, one on her back, scanned through her, and what I found was a lot of the byproducts of aspartame. So I stopped and I said, do you drink a lot of diet pop? Well, yes, I probably go through about a liter a day. A liter. I said, that's probably the major portion of your problem. How long have you been doing this? She told me that she started doing this when she was 14 years old because she didn't like the way her body looked. She started gaining weight, and she continued to gain weight, so she decided if she stopped drinking regular pop, she was told that diet pop has no sugar, and because she was gaining weight, she figured the sugar was turning into fat, and that's why she was gaining weight. Well, how about that? She'd been drinking diet pop for almost 10 years, and this is what it did to her. She says, I don't know why I was gaining weight. I just started gaining weight. My hormones just went out of whack, and I started developing early, and I was gaining weight, and da, 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 da. And I said, okay, look. So I'm going to tell you who are listening what I told her, and maybe this will help you. When you give anyone synthetic estrogen, or even the real thing, estrogen, they are going to develop much more rapidly. Estrogen is a sex hormone, and it is a hormone that is the result of you becoming sexually more evolved. Guess what she was drinking and eating a lot of? Milk and cheese. They being the dairy industry, they have in their feed synthetic estrogen. They give cows synthetic estrogen to keep the cows as if they had just given birth, and this keeps the cows giving a lot of milk. A lot of milk equals a lot of profit. Now that milk can also be turned into cheese, cottage cheese, yogurt. Well, you know what milk products are. I don't have to tell you. You're smarter than that. Milk products have estrogen in them naturally because milk is designed to help a young calf, a young cow, to develop and mature very rapidly, because in the wild, if it didn't, it would be attacked. Wolves, who knows, jackals would come looking for this calf. Panthers, cougars, tigers, lions, tigers, bears, oh my. They would come and eat this calf, and the propagation of the species would reach a startling halt, and then there would be no more cows. So, evolutionarily speaking, they've developed a mechanism that is a direct infusion of hormones, growth hormones, that are very similar to human hormones. I would say that they're identical from what I've read. You put this into a child, and guess what? The child develops and matures more rapidly, but then it goes haywire because their body is not developed so that they could grow that much more rapidly, so all of this basically just causes them to put on more weight. How many fat children do you see? And is it because they're just couch potatoes? Maybe. But I'll bet that you'll find they like their ice cream and they like their milk products. Milk products are poisonous. Yes, you heard it here first, or maybe not. There are other people out there saying the same thing. You heard me say it here first tonight on the first program. Milk products are poisonous. You see, when milk goes into your stomach, there's an enzyme that turns off the digestive process. It's supposed to do this in a calf because, well, you don't want the stomach acids destroying all those proteins that are hitting the stomach. So it turns off the digestive process, and it puts the milk directly into the small intestine. Small intestine is where all the absorption occurs in the human body. And that absorption is a direct uptake of all the minerals and nutrients, enzymes, hormones, vitamins, you name it. It pulls it all up into the bloodstream and dispenses it out. They give estrogen to chickens. When Kathy and I were going out to Georgia, to the Georgia Guidestones, we stopped in a restaurant. We spoke with a man about where they're at, and for his help, we offered to buy him a meal. We were having a chicken sandwich, and we offered to buy him one. And he said, he was a black man, and he says, oh no, he says, I'm from southern Georgia. I grew up in a town where the chicken farm was right outside of town, and a lot of people work there. He says, I won't eat chicken. I said, oh, well, that makes sense. He says, no, not because I don't like it. He says, we had real problems in that town. Children being born deformed, and other children that weren't born deformed were maturing at like 7 or 9 years old. Girls looked like they were 18 when they were 9 or 10 years old. He says, and we knew they were putting estrogen in the feed. We didn't think it would have that effect on the kids. We had a lot of women with tumors in their belly. Some of them died because it turned into cancer. Says, I got out of there and I won't eat chicken because I know what they're putting in chicken. Well, you probably heard of the Mad Cowboy. He was on Oprah Winfrey. And Oprah got in all kinds of trouble, I suppose, from what I've heard. I didn't follow it too closely, but apparently she got into a lot of trouble because she says, well, I'm not eating meat anymore. Holy mackerel, it's a free country. Am I going to get in trouble if I say I'm not eating chicken anymore? Probably not. I'm not a nationally recognized figure yet, but even if I were, I would come right out and say it. You put something in your body that has this element in it, you can expect that you're going to have problems. Whether it's something like milk that has naturally occurring esterols in it, esterols being the three different estrogens, or that has synthetic estrogen in it. It doesn't matter. You put that in, and it's going to do something. You can be sure of it. Now, let's extrapolate for just a second. What would happen to a young boy if put synthetic estrogen in his body? Are you thinking? Estrogen in a young man's body is not testosterone. It certainly causes me to stop and shudder. And this is just one thing. I mean, we're just on one thing. I could go off on a tangent and tell you about another 100 things. And the reason I know these things is because I see it with the people that I work with. I track down the problems and I can see them very clearly. And I advise my clients what to avoid eating and what to embrace eating. And usually the things to embrace don't taste nearly as good as the things with MSG in them that have the natural flavorings, that are processed foods that don't have anything food value wise in them at all. They have vitamin D added. What about vitamin D in milk? Do you know what vitamin D does? If you go out in the sun, you'll get vitamin D. Your body will produce exactly what you need from being out in the sun. It's a very good thing for you. If you haven't gone out in the sun lately, you should. And don't tell me you're worried about skin cancer. I don't want to hear it. And I'll tell you about skin cancer either later or another time. Well, I'll tell you right now. Look, if you put things in your body that are photoreactive, chemicals that are photoreactive, you're going to eliminate either through your breath, going to the bathroom, or through your skin. And a lot of times it's through your skin because your lymphatic system picks this stuff up and tries to expel it that way or carry it away from vital organs. The sun hits it, it causes a mutagenic reaction because these are mutagens that are in there. Mutagens mean that it changes the genetic code of the cells, mutates them, and voila, you have this condition. Skin cancer. Oops, that's another protective word. Well, I have to think of another one. Maybe you'll come up with something. Write me, let me know. Anyway, there are foods that are really, really good for you, that if you embrace them, they will keep you healthy. Not only that, but they'll help you slow down the aging process. Not because they're antioxidants. Antioxidants aren't the only thing that keeps you safe. There are enzymes in food that if you put these enzymes in your body, they actually keep proteins and sugars from binding together, and when this happens, you don't get wrinkles. There are other enzymes that retard the efficacy of other proteins to cause inflammation. A good example of this is if you eat meat, there are sulfur-based proteins in there that if you have an inflamed joint, it will go to that inflamed joint and make it worse. Meat, red meat, not chicken. Chicken has synthetic hormones in it. Well, not all chicken. Listen, if you get range chicken, then you probably are doing just fine. If you get range beef, you're probably doing just fine, but just be certain of what you're buying. But if you're wanting to keep away from inflammation, don't eat beef at all, because it isn't good for you. And finding range beef is going to be a bit more expensive, and most people don't want to spring for the extra cost, because, well, let's face it, I ate some range beef, had a hamburger at Denny's, had a hamburger at home from range beef. It was a lot drier, it didn't have as much fat in it. Tasted the same to me. And if you don't see an immediate reaction or immediate something immediate that tells you there's a difference, then what's the difference? Tastes the same, must be the same, but it's not. There are a lot of reasons to avoid meat. I'm not going to go into that right now. We'll go into it another time. Anyway, the point being, fresh vegetables, not vegetables that have been sprayed with spayed vegetables. You know, those genetically engineered vegetables, the spayed ones. No, we're talking about sprayed pesticide on vegetables. You don't want anything unless it's organic. You want to be sure of your source. Yeah, that costs more. And go figure, why would organic cost more if they're not spending more money on pesticides? I haven't figured that one out yet. If somebody knows who's listening, then let me know, and I'll pass it along to our listeners. But, you know, you don't want to put pesticides in your body. Remember we were talking about skin, what should we call it, skin canker? It's not a funny, really. But the way it sounds to me right now is funny. Anyhow, pesticides are mutagens, and they cause cancers. You don't want vegetables that have been sprayed with pesticides. You don't want things that are genetically modified. God only knows what that's going to do to us. But you do want to eat as raw as possible, or lightly steamed. If you steam it too much, you're going to burn out the enzymes and the vitamins, and then what's the point? You're just eating a bunch of stuff that doesn't do you much good. If you eat good food, what you're going to accomplish is you're going to put into your body fuel the body can use to repair itself and renew itself. And once it's pulled all the nutrition out of the food, it's going to go to the large intestine, and it's going to become an organic sponge. Now, you've seen people throw cat litter down on an oil spill. That's organic, and it just soaks up the oils, doesn't it? Does it quite well, too. Well, an organic sponge in your bowels does the same thing. You have these things floating around your body. Your lymphatic system is carrying it down, trying to get rid of it. And it's wanting to dump it into the large intestine, into the organic sponge. If there's not an organic sponge there, guess what, folks? It's going to go circulating back through your body, and you get about 10, 20, 30 years of this, and you're going to end up with a problem, and then you're going to go to your doctor, and the doctor is going to say, well, you've got arthritis, and it looks to me like you're going to need to take these pills. So you've got high cholesterol. You're going to need to take these pills. You know, that bothers me. Let me just stop there for a second. What's the root of all this? Everyone is, everyone just sort of listens to all this when we're talking about it. If you're not sick, if you're sitting there listening to me and you've got something wrong, then you know what I'm talking about. You're sitting there, kind of clenching your fingers together, making a fist, or clenching your teeth, or sitting there just sort of holding your breath, not relaxed, because there's something wrong, you have no control, and you don't know what to do, and you hear, well, I don't know if I should trust the doctor, but then you don't have any experience with a person who does what I do, so you're probably going to trust science, because science has put a man on the moon, right? So there must be something to it, and besides, look at the size of these drug companies, look at how the doctor went to school for all these years. Yeah, that's true. They did. I didn't go to school all those years. I tried to drop out, and they wouldn't let me. This is just a dead serious business. And if you're ill, and you're not, you know, if you're not feeling good, that's a very poor state of affairs to be in. Nobody wants to feel bad. That is stressful. Nobody wants to have pain. And everyone is afraid that there will come a time, and if you haven't thought about this, and you haven't felt that little twinge of anxiety, maybe you will someday, I hope not, but maybe you will, where you go, I've got something wrong, and I don't know what to do, and maybe the doctor's told you, there isn't anything we can do about it, it's just the way it is, take these pills. I think that's unnecessary. It's not fair. Stress is bad. I mean, it just makes things worse. And the drug companies keep naming new diseases. Every time they name a new disease, they own the word. In a free country, they can own a word. This is not Wheel of Fortune, but still, they own the word. And as a result of that, now they've named a new disease, they can make a new pill, and the new pill treats the new disease. And pretty soon, well, you guessed it, everything will have a name. Everything will have a pill, and we won't be able to talk about this as freely as we are right now. Do you know in Europe, you cannot buy echinacea without a prescription? I don't know that firsthand, so I'm telling you what I've been told. Vitamin C, if I'm not mistaken, it's a controlled substance. That's Codex. That's the people who are responsible for trying to get rid of homeopathic or holistic remedies, plant-based remedies, because if they control that, then they can give you an option, give me $50 for this vitamin C, or get this shot for $12. What would you take? And what would your insurance pay for? And of course, they've really hammered home their point that these are much better, these shots, pharmaceuticals, are much better than anything made in a plant. Good heavens. Well, I'm probably preaching to the choir. You wouldn't be listening to this show if you didn't already know some of this stuff, right? So let's take a look at ourselves and see what we can do to make ourselves better. Human potential is infinite. And if you are not feeling good right now, and you want to do something to make a difference, then here's my suggestion. Drink more water, not tap water. Get more exercise. Eat the right foods. And try to have a bowel movement once a day. I know, it sounds like, what is he talking about? A bowel movement on the radio? Yeah, I'm talking about it. Because I think that it's that important. You make one small change in your life and you've changed your life. You make one large change in your life and you've changed the course of your life. If you want more information, all you have to do is email me, j@jerrywills.com. It's just the initial j@jerrywills.com. All right, well, I've probably battered you enough with my diatribe on all this stuff. But if you're interested in more, all you have to do is email and let me know. And I will go in a direction that you specify. I'm sure you have questions and you have suggestions. So either or, let me know and I will do what I can to put it out to the rest of the world. Let's see. Next thing that I want to cover. Basically, I wanted to relate to you that this program isn't a sounding board for me. You know, maybe in some abstract way, but my real intention of doing this is to bring you information, to bring you up to date on some exciting things that we may be involved in. Well, we think they're exciting. When you find a lost city or something of that nature, it's kind of exciting to share it with the rest of the world. But really what I'd like for this show to become is something that is a sounding board where you also have a voice, where you have something that you want to say, you can present it and it'll be presented. So with that in mind, I just want to invite everyone who's listening to think about it. What do you want to know more about? I mean, we're going to have a lot of shows, hopefully, and these programs aren't going to be devoted entirely to just health or products or lost cities. I mean, we're going to talk about UFOs, we're going to talk about just all number of things. And I'm sure from time to time I'm going to have guests on this show. I know so many people that would be very interested to use this as a medium for their message to get out, and I believe that what they have to say would be quite fascinating for you, and I don't think you've heard them on the other radio programs. Most of these people don't want to be on other radio programs, simply because they're very private people, but then, of course, mine have been for a while, but it looks like I'm not going to be for much longer. I want you to understand, with the advice that I give during this program, I told you, but I just want to reinforce the concept. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. I don't have any medical training. The most medical training that I have comes from people who are doctors who told me that this is what this is and this is how it works in books that I've read, and I read a bit. But I'm not a doctor, and any advice that I give isn't meant as advice of a doctor. It's just me telling you my thoughts. But it is advice for you to be able to become better, to avoid problems, perhaps. If you do decide to write to me and you want advice, then please be specific. Let me know what's going on with you, how old you are, what medications you're taking, so forth. If you want, I can just not use your name, or you can ask for an artificial name. It's not like an artificial sweetener, but an artificial name. And I'll go forward with that and answer your questions on this program. Tell your friends about the program. And if you want to be on our mailing list, all you have to do is email me, j@jerrywills.com, and you'll be put on our mailing list and brought up to date with the latest information as we send it out. All right. I think that's just about a wrap. We're coming up to the top of the hour. I appreciate you listening. Thank you very much. And until next time, I wish you all well. I look forward to hearing from you. Until then, stay well, stay safe, be happy, and remember, an act of kindness is never wasted. I'm Jerry Wills. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. You've been listening to Channel U with Jerry Wills. I invite you to join our mailing list. Simply send an email to j@jerrywills.com and request your name be added. We'll keep you up to date with all kinds of information. It usually comes out about once a month, so we won't be swamping your email with a lot of unnecessary items. We also invite you to visit our websites, jerrywills.com and expeditionsmagazine.com. That's spelled with an X. We also want to thank our sponsor, Earthways Products, makers of Living Food, Cleanse One, Maca, Rhodiola, and a variety of other super nutrients to keep you healthy. Until next week, goodbye for now.
You have been listening to a Blog In Broadcasting service, a service to others' endeavor. Thank you very much, and good night.